Burns' probing character of Frank Now, The Atlanta Georgian, Friday, 10th of April, 1914, 8th edition, final. Page 7, column 5. Detective invites all persons who have known prisoner to confer with him. Detective W.J. Burns, Friday began an investigation of every story and rumor concerning the character of Leo M. Frank. He announced that he would run down to their origin all of the reports that have been in circulation since the Fagan murder, which have purported to relate to Frank's conduct with women in his office in the National Pencil Factory. The detective's first move in developing this angle of his investigation was to issue a general invitation to everyone who had any knowledge of the prisoner's character, whether the knowledge was favorable or unfavorable, to make an appointment with him at the local Burns agency in the Healy Building, and there relate the information. "Every rumor will be thoroughly investigated before I make my report," said Burns. "I am determined to get at the bottom of this case and clear up every doubtful point. I propose to overlook nothing. When I conclude, there will be no chance for argument." Indications Friday were that the Burns report, which had been expected the latter part of this week or early next week, would be further delayed. It now seems likely that Mr. Burns will not make his formal report until the first week in May. This, if his discoveries and conclusions are favorable to Frank, will be an ample time to incorporate the main parts of his report in the extraordinary motion for a new trial. The motion will be filed with Judge Hill April 16th. The judge at that time is expected to set a date for the hearing, probably sometime early in May. This will afford Burns an extension of time to clean up every phase of the case. Solicitor Dorsey is in Valdosta, where it is reported that he will remain until April 16th, the date when the motion for a new trial will be submitted. The solicitor is known to be making preparations to fight every contention of the defense in its argument for a new trial. An investigation already has been made of every person who has sworn to affidavits for the defense, particularly those who have repudiated the testimony they gave on the witness stand at the first trial. Burns Friday engaged quarters at the Hotel Ansley,